Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for a new day. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, Lord, for your daily provision, for divine enablement. Thank you for enlarged coast. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful and the wonderful plans that you have in stock for us. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. We also want to thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of blessings that you have released unto the listeners. And we say, be thou lifted up, our Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that the people listening to it, let them be blessed, let them be drawn closer to you. Let there be an impartation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them experience total restoration in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Today, I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled, When God Restores. And indeed, the Almighty God will restore whatever you have lost in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It shall be a new beginning. The Lord will give you a fresh beginning this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm going to be taking my text from the book of Joel, Joel chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 25 to 26. It says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent amongst you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Lord has spoken that he will restore to you whatever the locust has eaten, the Lord will give you total restoration. He will restore your health. He will restore your home, your marriage. He will restore your career, everything that concerns you. You will experience a total restoration in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I say I'm discussing with you what I titled, When God Restores, When the Lord Restores. The Lord restoring comes with a promise. It's a promise of His, and He is a promise-keeping God. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis 22 verse 18, it says, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed me. In your seed, that was the promise God made to Abraham, that in his seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that seed is talking about is our Lord Jesus Christ, that by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to this world, He will reconcile man back to God, that which man has lost in the Garden of Eden, the Almighty God will bring forth total restoration. So it's a promise that God has made, and God indeed will fulfill that promise in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That Joel chapter 2 verse 26 that we read, it says, you will not be put to shame, and indeed, you will not be put to shame. Another promise God made to us is in the book of Joel. That same Joel 2, verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. And also my maid servant and my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. The Lord will pour out his spirit upon you. You shall be filled with the spirit of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe perhaps the spirit has left you, but the Almighty God will restore you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The spirit of God will fill you till overflowing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God wants to restore you, he takes you back to where you have been running for. What has become your fear? He will empower you to overcome your fear. In the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3 verse 10, God was speaking to Moses. He says, hey, come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God is going to empower you that you overcome your fear in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will not only empower you, he will empower you to bring out his children who are in captivity in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when God empowers, he empowers for a reason. And that reason is his kingdom assignment. When God wants to restore you, it's for his kingdom assignment. And indeed, you will fulfill that kingdom assignment in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will strengthen you. He will give you that boldness. He will encourage you as he encouraged Gideon in the book of Judges chapter 6, reading verse 12. He said, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, brothers and sisters. I said, the Lord is with you. And he said, you mighty man of valor. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty woman of valor. The Almighty God will strengthen you. He will uphold you, Lord, in those areas of your weaknesses. You will receive strength in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer be afraid of the Amalekite, every Midianite in your life that has been tormenting you, that has been harassing you, every Goliath that has been tormenting you, the Almighty God will cut off their head in the name of Jesus. He will grant you total victory in the name of Jesus, because the God we serve is indeed the God of restoration. He will restore to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause you to be fruitful in everything that you do. The Bible speaking to the mother of Samson in the book of Judges chapter 13 verse 5 says, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. You will conceive and bear a son. Have you been called barren? The God who is a God of fruitfulness, the God who is a God of multiplication, the God that when he created you, said, go ye into the world and be fruitful. That God will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You will not be called barren again. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Almighty God will visit you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will visit you. He will visit you. He will remember you in the name of Jesus. When God is restoring you, you begin to see yourself the way he sees you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, when Isaiah saw the Lord, he said, so I said, woe is me, for I am done, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You will see him, and indeed the Lord will grant you the grace to have total repentance. Those sins that you have been doing, that you have been covering, the Lord will expose them to you, and you have that grace. You will have that strength to stop doing such things in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer be rejected. The woman with the issue of blood in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 5, reading 25 to 34. That woman was feeling rejected. Nobody wanted to be with her because she was having the issue of blood. But on that day, she met with our Lord Jesus Christ. She received her healing. You will receive your healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of affliction, every form of disease that have been hibernating in your body, I command them to leave your body right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will touch you. You will have an encounter with Him. He will visit you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as He did for that woman, the Lord will restore your dignity. You will not be put to shame. Reproach and shame shall be far, far away from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord restores you, you begin to make progress in all areas of your life. In any way you have been stagnant, the man by the pool of Bethesda, in the book of John chapter 5, reading from verse 1, that man has been there, the Bible says he's been there for 38 years, paralyzed. Everybody knew him there. In the morning they see him there, at daytime they see him there, at night time they see him there. Why? Because he was paralyzed. Whatever that has paralyzed you, the Almighty God will give you strength. The Almighty God will set you free from every chain of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are set free. You are released in the name of Jesus. Begin to make progress in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord restores you, He illuminates your path. Every area of darkness in your life, the Lord will shine His light upon them. There was a man in the scripture called blind Bartimaeus. In the book of Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52, this man was blind. But then on that day, he heard about our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not only hear, but he cried unto Jesus, and Jesus turned his blindness. He brought back light to him. He was able to see. You will begin to see clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. The vision that God has given you shall be clear in the name of Jesus. Your vision will not only be clear, but God will send helpers of destiny to you, those who will help you to bring that vision into materialization in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will restore unto you. He will bring back to life that has been dead. In the case of Lazarus, in the book of John chapter 11, Lazarus was dead. He was dead, he was buried. But Jesus cried unto him and said, Lazarus, come out of that tomb. And Lazarus came out. Brothers and sisters, the devil that has buried your goodness, I command those goodness to come out from their grave right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That dream that is dead shall come back to life in the name of Jesus. That marriage, that business that have been dead, they shall come back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord is restoring you, He will restore unto you that which the enemy has stolen in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer operate in shame in the name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, I want us to know that all these ones I'm saying is only possible if you have an encounter with the Lord. If you have an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a relationship with Him. He's the one who can restore. He's the one who can turn those situations around. Whatever the pamper worm, the locust has eaten, the cockroaches have eaten, He can restore. So brothers and sisters, wherever you are hearing me right now, do not delay. Do not say, I will give my life. Maybe when I reach this age or at another time, you never can tell what is going to happen the next moment. So I want you to accept Jesus right now. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you. I bless you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. Shame shall be far away from you. Reproach shall be far away from you. The Lord will restore unto you whatever you have lost in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will take you from where you are to where you should be. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will set you free from every chain of captivity. In the name of our Lord Jesus, it is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.